BBC News' Fiona MacDonald. Ahead of the G7 summit in Quebec, President Trump has criticised Canada, the EU and France for charging what he called massive tariffs. The row over trade has become increasingly acrimonious since Mr. Trump announced tariffs on steel imports. President Macron of France said earlier that the other six leading rich nations together represented an economic market which had become a real international force. The U.S. Secretary of State says Kim Jong-un has indicated to him personally that North Korea is prepared to denuclearize. Mike Pompeo said both sides are approaching a common interpretation of what the word denuclearization implied. The U.S. government has for the first time begun using federal prisons to house people suspected of being illegal immigrants. The transfer of 1,600 detainees is part of the president's plan to restrict illegal immigration. The International Monetary Fund has reached a deal with Argentina for a $50 billion standby loan. Argentina has agreed to cut public spending and reduce inflation. The state of Victoria in Australia has taken the first step towards signing a treaty with its Aboriginal peoples. It's the first time any Australian parliament has passed laws that create a framework for a future accord with Indigenous groups. The Upper House of Parliament in Canada has approved a law allowing the recreational use of marijuana. Senators made a number of amendments, which the House of Commons will have to decide on before the law can be passed. And the British Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson, has warned his supporters that the Brexit negotiations are reaching a moment of truth and there's a risk they may not get the deal they wanted. In a secret recording obtained by BuzzFeed News, Mr. Johnson said he believed Brexit was irreversible, but added Britain could end up locked in orbit around the EU. BBC News.